Hamat Radio, wisdom for the ear from ancient Egypt. The gods of ancient Egypt, beings of power, of love, and of fear, known as the Nacharu. These divine beings inspired obedience and worship from their people, and in return gave them prosperity beyond their wildest hopes and dreams. Learn about the Nacharu, the gods of ancient Egypt.
Mahatap Nafarat Warat, an ancient Egyptian greeting meaning in very good peace, to gods of ancient Egypt. This episode, we dive deep into the ancient records of knowledge and archaeological science to the source of ancient Egyptian wisdom and knowledge. His name is commonly known as Thoth, which comes from the Greek pronunciation of Tahote, which in turn is from the Egyptian Jahutya. The one who made calculations concerning the heavens, the stars, and the earth, the reckoner of time and of seasons. As with many children in the United States, I was first formally introduced to ancient Egypt in our primary school's sixth grade. I was immediately drawn to Thoth, he as being the epitome of intelligence, wisdom, written language, and logic. Having only an elementary knowledge of ancient Egypt by the end of that class, I unknowingly provided him with a votive mummiform offering bearing his ibis visage. After our commercial advertisement, join me as we explore the lore and evidence to learn about this great deity of knowledge and reason. Please like and share this media on its several platforms. To support us and our work, please go to reconstructingancientegypt.org, or if listening to our podcast, HamatRadio.com, and find the various ways to support us via our sponsors, partners, merchandise, and other opportunities. We at Hamat hope you enjoy the portion of this episode of Gods of Ancient Egypt and the Great Jahutya. Please subscribe to our Patreon to hear this episode in its entirety, with his appearances in myths and other literature, his places of worship, festivals, and offerings. Also, we provide a digital ebook for download.
Close your eyes and inhale deeply, scents that will take you back through the ages to the mysteries of ancient Egypt. This great civilization was world-renowned for products pleasing to the senses, caring for the body, and protective to the skin. Years of research and testing were committed to reconstruct the most effective and luxurious bath, beauty, and fragrance products from ancient Egypt. Satya Nacharu, scents of the gods. Bath, beauty, aromas of ancient Egypt. Find our products online at scentsofthegods.com.
Offering the Pharaoh gives to Jahutya, Thoth, Lord of Writing, Lord of Khamagum, Hermopolis. Who determines Ma'at? Who embarks Ra in the night boat? May you let the speech be answered for its rightness. Righteous one toward the courtiers, if I am told Isafat, wrongness, my tongue is skilled to set it right. Recorder of royal law, I give directions to the courtiers. Wise in speech, I ignore nothing. The advisor of everyone, I teach each man his course. I do not forget my charge. Report to the Lord of the Two Lands. I speak of what has been forgotten. I do not ignore the words of the Lord. Herald of the Council, I do not ignore the plans of His Majesty. For the Ka'a, spirit of the Prince, royal scribe, Har Mahab, Horemheb, true of voice. From the statue of Horemheb in the Metropolitan Museum of Art, New York. His name is Jahutya, a name of unknown origin, but related to hieroglyphic Habya, meaning ibis. His name can be inscribed with his ibis, or phonetically, using common hieroglyphs. Jahutya is also written cryptically, such as the single flowering rush, E, the tool of the scribe pens, and the falcon Horus upon a standard that is used as a determinative for a Nachar deity, a single loaf, together with the seated god determinative, or bread loaf and seated god. Additionally, an herb named for him, called Shut Jahutya, displayed with the ostrich feather of Ma'at, or Shu, and the determinative for herb. His usual appearances is the ibis, the baboon, or ibis-headed man carrying his writing palette and rush pen to record the knowledge of the seen and unseen worlds. He wears the moon disc headdress to signify his association to it. His primate representation is being that of the Papio cynocephalus, or yellow baboon. Thoth appeared as the squatting baboon by the First Dynasty, with many glazed votive figures made in the late and Ptolemaic periods. One such example is a votive coffin made of gilded wood, silver, gold, and rock crystal, on display at the Brooklyn Museum, New York. A particular form known as Thoth, Lord of Penubs, an ancient city in Nubia, assumes an image similar to Shu, that is, human male with a four-feathered crown. Thoth of Penubs is depicted in Ptolemaic and Roman-era temples. The consort of Thoth is generally Sashat, the female scribe and goddess of accounting and architectural measurements, depicted as a woman with a headdress of a seven-petaled flower surrounded by horns and wearing a leopard skin. He is also consorted with Ma'at, goddess of universal truth, justice, balance, and rightness, depicted as a woman with an ostrich feather headdress. Thoth's pairing with Ma'at provides the charting for the path Ra the sun god takes in his boat through the sky in the day and in the night. However, a little-known consort in Khemenu, his main center of worship towards the late period of ancient Egypt, is Nahamat al-Wa'i, or Nematawe, her name meaning she who embraces those in need, depicted as a woman with the sistrum rattle headdress and a child seated on her lap. She is also seen with Thoth in the oracular temple of Amon at Siwa.
Ahakamat, ancient Egyptian combat. The fighters of ancient Egypt were the greatest and feared of the ancient world. Ahakamat employs the latest archaeological research to construct the lessons for you to learn the secrets of the Ahatiu, the fighters of ancient Egypt. Find us online at ancientegyptcombat.com.
Thoth is the Nachar deity of writing and patron to scribes, with his consort Sashat, goddess of accounting. The ancient Egyptians considered language to be a divine gift of Thoth. Scribes would call themselves followers of Thoth. They considered the Egyptian language to be perfect, and all foreign languages a reflection of the savagery of the outside of Egypt. The Roman-era temple of Esna provides this inscription. O Thoth, who separated languages from land to land. Indeed, the power of the spoken language is one that is the source of magic in ancient Egypt, making magicians like Thoth and Isis the most powerful. Those who have the power to read and recite the Madu Nachar, or divine words, had the greatest control over the magic of the seen and unseen worlds.
Thoth also had a role in purifying the Pharaoh. He replaces Seth, who with Horus purifying the Pharaohs from the earliest recorded history. However, as the popularity of Osiris rose, his enemy Seth was replaced by Thoth in pouring the life-giving water over the Pharaoh. He is attested in the Temple of Amada, where Horus and Thoth purify Amenhotep II. To the ancient Egyptians, aspects of human behavior were also personified as Nacharu deities. Thoth was the embodiment of the human capacity of reasoning, which, philosophically speaking, is the application of logic to a situation to draw conclusions based on facts and evidence. It is thus reasonable to see the relationship between his capacity as a moon deity and his patron to that which is rational, calculating, and intelligent. The moon itself is integral to the calculations of the calendar of the year, with its phases, rising and setting, its angles for calculations in the passage of time and in architecture, all within the domain of Thoth. Thoth also appears to have a palliative effect on deities. In the 12th dynasty, circa 1976 to 1793 BCE literature, the debate between a man tired of life and his Ba'a spirit. The man beseeches his Ba'a. O tread, you down upon wrongness. End my helplessness. Judge me, O Thoth, you who can soothe the gods. Thoth had several funerary duties, which are contained in texts regarding safe passage in the afterlife, and the use of his ibis amulets in mummification. Thoth is known to be a protector of tombs and the dead. Many inscriptions in tombs declare, "All people, who shall make a disturbance in this tomb, who shall damage its inscriptions, or who shall do damage to its statue, they will fall under the anger of Thoth." A Ptolemaic-era telling of the Heliopolitan myth of creation involves Thoth in the creation of the 365-day year. Nuat, goddess of the celestial sky, and Gabab, god of the land, refused to separate at the command of Atum so the rest of creation could occur. The creator Atum ordered their father Shu, Nachar of the lower sky, to stand between them. But as they separated, Nuat was pregnant. In his anger, Atum prevented her from giving birth in the days of the year, which were only 360. Thoth, created by Atum, loved Nuat and challenged the moon to a game of Zanat for a portion of its light. Thoth won the game and used the light to create 5 days above the year, for which the children of Nuat could be born. Thoth is an important deity in the region of the Sinai, where he is worshipped as the overseer of the turquoise mines. The Nubian Thoth of Penubs assumes duties in the destruction of mankind mythos, as Tafanat, or Tefnut, becomes the distant goddess who returns from Ugam in Nubia, where he convinces her to end her raging in the southern deserts and return to Egypt. We at Kamat Radio hope you enjoyed this preview of the Nachar deity Thoth. Please go to our new Patreon page at patreon.com/KAMATANCIENTEGYPT Kamat, Ancient Egypt, to see and hear the rest of our program.
Gods of Ancient Egypt is a production of Kamat Radio. Find Kamat Radio online at kamatradio.com, KAMAT radio.com. Kamat Radio, wisdom for the ear from Ancient Egypt. All written research is available at the Paramajat House of Books. Find the Paramajat
online at reconstructingancientegypt.org/houseofbooks.
Kamat Radio, wisdom for the ear from ancient Egypt.